7 a.m. here on 2SER Breakfast. As we do of a Friday, we like to jump in the time machine and take a look back on the week that was. And from the newsroom, the wonderful Jeff Field joins us for the weekly wrap now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. Look, this is as much as a surprise for me as it is for you and the listeners, because literally I just grabbed the notes that I've taken from the last 5 days and we'll go way back to Monday.
We'll go on a journey together.
Yeah. So on Monday, Labor's leader over the coalition slipped in the news poll as Bill Shorten faced a backlash for his backflip on company tax cuts. The coalition continued to trail Labor very narrowly, though, 49 to 51 on a two-party preferred term. Also, Bill Shorten put rumours about his leadership aside to the annual New South Wales Labor Conference, where he promised to spend $6 billion on public transport in Western Sydney. Half the funds, he said, would go to the Metro West Underground Railway between Parramatta and the CBD, and the rest earmarked for a line to be built to Badgerys Creek. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is sceptical Mr. Shorten will actually deliver the promise. I must add that this happens on both sides of politics.
Yes.
Money is earmarked. Now, earmarked is an interesting word.
It is, actually.
Earmarked. It was like the $28 million that was earmarked for, I can't remember which project earlier this year, but the actual cost was $3
billion. Oof.
But $28 million was earmarked. So, you know, it was, I often have said this and people, regular listeners will say, shut up, Jeff, we've heard you say this so many times. But Bob Carr, when he was Premier in 1997, told me on another radio station that a high-speed rail train was being built from Sydney to Newcastle. That was 21 years ago.
Oh, do you not catch the bullet train to Newcastle every day? Is that not something you do with your life?
Oh, you mean it's not running? also on Monday, we were just getting over Australian television's Night of Nights.
Ah, yes.
The Logie Awards, where the Gold Logie, which is the biggest accolade you can get, went to Grant Denyer, who may be a nice guy, but his show was axed because it didn't have enough viewers. 60 Minutes was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and Bert Newton got a lot of publicity for all the wrong reasons. He referred to himself using a gay slur and said that former co-star Graham Kennedy enjoyed mentoring young boys behind closed doors. Not cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was aiming
for. No, I don't. I think, you know, Bert, I don't mean this to sound wrong, but Bert's kind of had his time in the sun and maybe it's best he just take a break for a while.
Not make any more jokes about mentoring behind doors. Yeah.
Moving on to Tuesday, Archbishop Philip Wilson was sentenced to 12 months home detention due to his role in concealing child sex crimes. Actually, let's break this down. He was initially sentenced to 12 months detention, and then it was revealed that that was probably going to be 6 months home detention and 6 months parole. Ugh. It was absolute outrage. There still is. Everyone from Bill Shorten to Malcolm Turnbull to even Scott Morrison saying that he should resign, the Catholic Church should sack him. And then, I think it was yesterday, he announced he was appealing that.
On what grounds?
Absolutely outrageous. I think everyone in Australia has been angered by what happened on Tuesday. The other massive story, 12 boys and their assistant soccer coach were found alive by rescuers inside that Thai cave complex 9 days after they went missing. That story continues to play out. We hear this morning that basically the entire Thai population is supporting them in some way or other, whether it's, you know, setting up barbershops for the volunteers, Australia sending a team of divers.
Well, you remember as well when they, a few years back, the Beaconfields mines collapsed with Todd Russell and Brant Webb.
Yep.
There were people parked out there, you know, sort of doing the same thing, you know, running the sausage sizzle stalls and making sure all the volunteers, you know, had somewhere to go. I don't know if it was perhaps to the extent of, I haven't seen any pictures, but I don't know if it was perhaps to the extent of what's happening outside the Thai cave. But
pretty much so.
Yeah. Like there was
It brings people together. It's wonderful to see. And I think the whole world is just hoping that these kids get out.
But that, it as well. I've just realised, you know, I still vividly remember the Beaconsfield line collapse. This is probably going to be something that we remember
absolutely
in 10, 20 years. Where were you when the boys got out of the cave?
And here's something Tess Connery will always remember, because I remember the reaction I got when we read the story. A notorious gangster remains at large after escaping by helicopter from prison in the Paris region, which of course happened in Australia in the 80s after someone copied something from the TV show Prisoner.
Which
was thought to be so outrageously stupid to be in a TV show having someone escape from a helicopter.
And then it did.
Then it happened.
And he's still alive. The guy who was busted out and his girlfriend, they're still alive. They still do interviews.
I know. Incredible. Wednesday, 12 boys and their football coach trapped in...
They were still there.
No, but there was a new development. Rescuers were considering how best to bring the group to safety. That's when they started to think about, do they send divers in or do they start pumping the water out? They are pumping the water out. We can just only hope that it doesn't rain there. One in six consumers struggling under a mountain of credit card debt that might never be repaid, according to alarming research by the corporate regulator. Absolutely disgusting that outstanding balances now totaling $45 billion. Sad news with Richard Swift, the former member of the Shins and bassist with the Black Keys, dying at the age of 41. He was hospitalised last month with an undisclosed life-threatening condition. And Sydney clocked the most number of rainy days in June in more than half a century, belying the ongoing dry spell that's gripping farmers across much of eastern Australia. While coastal suburbs did have a wet June, the rain barely made it to the Blue Mountains. And the Bureau of Meteorology says statewide last month capped the driest half-year start since 1986.
Yeah, wow.
Yesterday, still on the weather, we had the hottest July day in Sydney history.
It
hit 25 degrees. Yeah. Well, it's, what, 17 degrees?
Oh, well, yeah. I was up and running around at 4 or 5 in the morning, and it was 17 degrees.
And by the way, it's the middle of winter.
How good.
Just throwing that out there. yesterday Philip Wilson appealed his sentence for concealing pedophile priests. I still can't believe I'm saying this. Treasurer Scott Morrison announced the biggest GST shakeup for a decade with new tax redistributions. He claims no state will be worse off. That's what he is saying.
Okay. That's an ominous way of wording that.
I'm not going to comment other than saying that. And in sad news, the Australian showbiz legend Harry Miller died at the age of 84. He was suffering dementia. Now, he was a controversial figure in the fact that he was jailed for fraud for a while in the 80s, but he did kickstart the careers of people like Marsha Hines, John English, brought acts to Australia like the Rolling Stones, the Beach Boys, was involved in tours like the ABBA tour, Jesus Christ Superstar, and brought hair to Australia. So rest in peace, Harry M. Miller. And that was a pretty big week.
It was. Jeez,
I'm exhausted.
I am too. It's Friday. We should have 2 days off after
All right. I'll let you have 2 days off.